What you have to really do is to make sure any project that you invest in makes money at a discount rate of 20%, that is using the spot price. Remember, if you don't use 20% discount rate, it is not financeable. You can't get debt from the banks to put that project into production.
This episode of MiningStockEducation.com is brought to you by Sandstorm Gold Royalties. Sandstorm Gold Royalties is a different kind of gold company. They purchase royalties on select mining operations and receive a percentage of the revenue in return. Sandstorm now has a portfolio of nearly 190 gold royalties around the world. See how gold royalties differ from other gold mining investments at SandstormGold.com. That's SandstormGold.com. Sandstorm Gold Royalties trades on the TSX as SSL and on the NYSE American as SAND. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to another Mining Stock Education Expert interview. This is actually an on-site interview. This is the last day, the concluding hours of the Beaver Creek Precious Metals Summit in Beaver Creek, Colorado. And I'm catching up with Jayant Bhandari, a previous guest on this podcast. And Jayant is the president of Anarcho Capital, and he advises institutions on investing in the resource sector. Did I get that correct, Jayant?
That's absolutely correct, Bill. Thanks for having me here.
Well, thank you for joining me, and I'd like to get your reflections and your thoughts on the conference as it concludes.
Well, I have come to almost every single conference at Beaver Creek, and Jessica and Karen do an absolutely fabulous job organizing this conference. They bring in among the best companies in the junior mining sector. It's a great setup to meet and talk with these companies and fellow investors.
How many companies did you meet with?
I met about 20 companies during the last 2.5 days. It has been actually among the best conferences I have been to in terms of the value I got out of the conference. So thanks to Jessica and the other organizers at Beaver Creek.
I agree. This is one of the best organized, and I told Jessica this in person, this is one of the best organized conference I've been to, whether it's mining sector or a different type of conference, well organized, and your time is not wasted at all.
That's absolutely true, yeah.
So as you met with these CEOs through these interviews, any companies that caught your attention that you'd like to share with listeners?
Yeah, two completely new companies that I got to know about. I still have to do a fair bit of work on those companies, but actually three companies. One is Shanta Gold. It is in Tanzania, and I have been extremely negative about Tanzania. And I think I will continue to be negative about Tanzania, but I was very impressed with the management of Shanta Gold. And I think what these guys have achieved is that not only they have technical skills, but they have the skills to understand the local culture and wade their way around the problems of Tanzania. These people have suddenly turned cash positive, and it seems that they will continue to make a positive cash flow, which will be comparable with their market capitalization. So if this is all true, Shanta Gold could be a very good company to look at. People should look at this company, I think. I have no details on it, though, but that's one good company. Another very early stage company that I found very interesting is Camino Minerals, and the ticker is COR. It's an early stage copper play in Peru. I quite like the management. I was very impressed with their technical competencies and the business wisdom that they bring on board. So these are the two companies I was very happy listening to.
And you're comfortable with Peru as a mining jurisdiction?
Absolutely. I'm comfortable with even Tanzania and Zimbabwe as long as the price I pay is already discounted for the political risks that I take in these countries. Remember, in my view, Africa is a hellhole. There is not really a decent place in Africa. But I'm investing in Africa. I'm not living in Africa. As long as my money gets a decent return, adjusted for the political risks I'm taking, I'm very happy investing in these countries.
Mm-hmm. You like Japan. I know last year, or maybe earlier this year, you wrote about how you like Japan as a jurisdiction. Are there any other jurisdictions in Asia that you have your eye on?
Well, East Asia is the future of humanity. Japan is the future of the Western society. Japan and South Korea continue to grow. They are very stable societies, and they are very creative societies. The international media mostly ignores so much positive things that are happening in South Korea and Japan, and Taiwan, Hong Kong and Singapore, and all now being copied in China. So in my view, the future of humanity is in East Asia, because these people are doing the right things. Now, you and I can pick out some of the bad things about these societies. For example, lack of democracy in China or lack of birth rate in Japan and Korea. But we can pick and choose, cherry pick bad things about these societies to bitch about them. But overall, East Asia is truly the best part of the world in my view.
I met with a lot of late stage development, gold and silver developers. Many of them have multi-million ounce deposits of gold, but they have extreme capex needed to bring them into production. What's your perspective on a company like that, considering where gold and silver is now?
What you have to really do is to make sure any project that you invest in makes money at a discount rate of 20%. That is using the spot price.
Nobody does that in their PEA, 20% discount rate.
But you have to redo the spreadsheet by yourself and use a 20% discount rate. Remember, if you don't use 20% discount rate, it is not financeable. You can't get debt from the banks to put that project into production. So a company has to be viable at the spot price, and it should offer me at least 20% return, at least 20% IRR before I even think about looking at it. And then the NPV that I get at 20% should be at least close to or higher than the market capitalization of that company before I think about investing in that company. But for most, I have to feel good about the management. They have to be financially literate and they have to be good people.
Regarding gold and silver, they've been trending down over the last months, which has hurt the junior mining sector in terms of share price. Some have even questioned, are we still in a prolonged bear market? Was 2016 an anomaly? What's your perspective on the future of gold, and is there really a predictable, strong catalyst that we'll see over the next few years that'll cause gold and consequently silver to rise?
For now, we have a new gold, and that is the US dollar. And quite rightly, because US dollar is the most liquid money available in the market today. And for the last many years, people in the third world and people with big chunks of money have been moving their wealth into US dollar. Because despite the fact, Bill, that you and I might find a lot of bad things happening in the US, US continues to be one of the best places in the world. It's a very open-minded, open society, and a place where the rule of law works. So that is the reason the world likes to buy US dollar, buy houses in the US, in the United States and in Canada, and they like to invest in the US. But a time will come when the US dollar will become too expensive and the money will then start flowing into gold. That time might not come for the next couple of years, because Trump, who in my view is doing the right things, can make US dollar attractive for the next few years, but eventually gold will assert itself, because US dollar, after all, is paper currency. And we have to remember, it is paper currency with inherent long-term value of zero.
That's right. Jayant, you taught me about arbitrage opportunities in the junior resource markets and what to look for and how to take advantage of it. In fact, that was our first interview together. So if there's some new listeners listening to this podcast, just scroll through to a year and a half ago. And that was my first interview with Jayant. And that's all about how to invest in arbitrage opportunities. You keep the pulse and you look out for those. Any arbitrage opportunities that you'd like to share with listeners?
Well, I can talk about two arbitrage opportunities I see right now. Both of these companies trade in Australia. And the one company is Nikwe Platinum. The name is spelled as NKWE Platinum. They have project in South Africa. I don't like South Africa as a jurisdiction. The ticker is NKP. But this company is being acquired by Zijing Mining for 10 cents per share in cash. And that is what interests me. The share price of Nikwe Platinum, ticker again is NKP, is trading at about 0.88 cents, which means that I have about a 15% cash arbitrage upside in owning this company. I can make that 15% in about 6 weeks, which means that while it might not look very attractive to some people, if you can roll your money at the rate of 15% growth every 6 weeks, you make more than 100% every year. And that is why, Bill, I'm still sitting here very positive about the whole sector, because bear market is a sector where people don't pay much attention to these companies and you can actually make money. Another company that I like is Kangaroo Resources. The ticker is KRL, again in Australian Stock Exchange. They also have a cash offer of 15 cents Australian, and the share price of Kangaroo Resources, ticker KRL, is 12 cents, which means that you have a 25% arbitrage upside in this company, although there are some legal risks associated. So you take a bit more risk, but this is a very good upside for me to invest for.
What's your thoughts on the base metals right now?
I actually usually don't speculate in commodity prices, but for the first time I have bought base metal futures. And the reason is that there has been a huge amount of fear associated with commodity prices and commodity demand going forward because of the possible trade war developing between the United States and China. The way I see this is that there will be a reconfiguration of trade between China and the US that is going to happen. But these are two smart countries. They are not fanatic. They both want good for their own people. And eventually this trade war, from your and my perspective, will end up as noise and nothing else. So because I'm not afraid of this trade war fear, I'm very happy investing in base metals, because I think they will recorrect themselves to the upside in the very near future. Remember, many people had to unwind their speculative positions in the last few weeks because they were too speculative and too invested in these speculative positions in base metals. They had to unwind, which resulted in fall of base metal prices, and I think they will revert back to their normal, which is another 10 or 15% upside in their prices.
So you bought base metals futures. Did you invest in any base metal companies over the last couple months you'd like to share about?
I'm going to look at Camino Minerals very soon. I think that could be an interesting opportunity to invest in. I can't off the top of my head think of any base metal company that I have invested in the recent past. But yes, when I invest in base metal companies, they have to pass the test of 20% discount rate using the spot price.
Jen, I appreciate this information-dense conversation we've had over the last 12 minutes. What would be your concluding advice or insights you'd like to share with the listeners?
Bill, one of the very interesting thing I have seen over the last 13, 14 years of my career in the investment business is that people like to invest when the bull market is in place. In reality, the best time to make money is during the bear market, because that is when least amount of people are paying attention to these companies, and that is where you can pick out value plays at a very cheap prices, and value plays revert back to their valuation very rapidly, even in the bear market. And that means that you can actually make good gains in the short term in the bear market. So celebrate bear market while it lasts rather than wait for the bull market to arrive.
Excellent contrarian advice. And listeners, you can find Giant on the web at giantbhandari.com. Is that correct, Giant?
That's absolutely correct. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, thank you, Giant. And listeners, do sign up for Giant's email list. He is very generous in sharing with you arbitrage opportunities that arise, as well as his political and philosophical thoughts. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Mining Stock Education podcast. Please subscribe and share with like-minded investors. Visit us on the web at miningstockeducation.com for more resources on precious metals and natural resource investing. At our website, you can also sign up for our free newsletter for interview transcripts, stock picks, and more. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be considered personal legal or investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities or any other product. We make every effort to be accurate, but the information presented is not to be considered infallible. It may contain errors, and we offer no inferred or explicit warranty. If personal advice is needed, consult a qualified legal, tax, or investment professional. Do not base any investment decision on the information contained on miningstockeducation.com, our podcasts, or videos. Make sure you always conduct your own thorough due diligence before investing. Realize that we may hold equity positions in or be compensated by some of the companies we feature and therefore are biased and hold an obvious conflict of interest. For our full disclaimer, please visit our website.